One of the biggest threats to Jamaica's economic growth is the termination of correspondent banking services with local financial institutions by major international banks. The government has been lobbying consistently over the past few years to ultimately prevent this from happening any further, and recently scored a major victory in this regard. We explore this and more in today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. As a small financial jurisdiction, local banks and other types of financial institutions rely heavily on the infrastructure created by banks in major territories when transacting business with individuals or companies in these areas. Over the past 4 years, however, banks in larger jurisdictions such as the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom have been terminating their relationships with local banks and financial institutions, threatening to cause sharp reductions in Jamaica's economy and growth trajectory.
Correspondent banking relationships are critical for enabling key economic and financial transactions, such as remittances, tourism, foreign direct investments, and international trade in goods and services. Over the past 5 years, international correspondent banks have restricted or terminated their relationships with a number of deposit-taking institutions operating here. Many money service businesses, including a number of cambios, have been excluded from accessing the services of global correspondent banks.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. Mr. Shaw explains that the banking relationships are terminated on the basis that it is costing the institutions too much money to maintain them. This is due to the high amount of money they have to spend to protect themselves against the threat of money laundering and other financial crimes in small jurisdictions such as the Caribbean. Still, the government, along with those of other Caribbean territories, have been lobbying to have the banks reverse their stance on correspondent banking. And in the last month, they received a clear indication that progress is being made. It came in the form of a statement issued by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency in the United States. Among other things, the statement outlined that the decision to terminate a correspondent relationship must not be taken lightly.
The agency expects banks to consider the effects account closure might have on the foreign correspondent, particularly with respect to accessing banking services. In other words, while it is not an explicit instruction, but they have the responsibility to provide the guidance to say, hold on, no, don't just summarily slash a relationship. They are suggesting no, there should be a process, a due diligence, and that is what the guidance is all about.
The finance minister outlines that in a recent meeting with managing director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Christine Lagarde, the IMF exec endorsed the government's lobby efforts and urged the government to partner with other regional bodies to raise a more powerful voice in international circles.
I therefore see the twin events as the statement issued by the OCC of the United States and the posture taken by the managing director of the International Monetary Fund as two significant features.
Meanwhile, local financial institutions are being urged to play their part in supporting the de-risking effort by ensuring that they make every attempt to comply with international financial regulations. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the financial services sector is among those tapped to generate sustained economic growth going forward. He says Jamaica's regulatory environment must meet international standards to prevent a fallout in the country's international reputation and doing business ratings.
We also must understand that the inconvenience that new levels of compliance will bring pales in comparison to the consequences of an unfavorable global reputation or rating on Jamaican businesses and financial institutions.
Mr. Holness also announced that the government is to embark on a financial inclusion strategy designed to, among other things, move businesses from the informal to the formal sector. The tandem of a flourishing formal business sector with a high compliance rate to international financial regulations will demonstrate Jamaica's commitment to fiscal prudence and help make the best case possible for sustaining correspondent banking services. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.